Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to another week of the show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. Look at us. I got to tell you, I was flying back from California because I went back to do the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And I'm on this flight. And I decide last minute, I'm going to take the red eye, which means you fly overnight. And you don't ever sleep. You think, I'm going to sleep the whole time. You don't ever sleep. But I go and I get on this flight, and I'm like, I'm just going to get home. I've been home much in the past, I don't know, 8 years. So I just want to go home. And so I fly out there and I fly back the same day. I'm a little tired, but got a great job, so who cares? I get on this flight. I'm starting to relax. You know who's on my flight? Is D.L. Hughley.
Oh, wow.
I see him. You know, if people fly in L.A. to Nashville in the middle of the night. So I'm just about to get into this relaxation period of this flight, right when you first start to back off of, you know, that you connect to that little tunnel you walk through to the, to the airplane. We disconnect and the plane is starting, just about to roll backward. And I hear some commotion behind me. It's like, I'm like, what is happening? And the plane stops. And this woman comes up and she's kind of yelling a little bit. And then she goes back, which is weird because the plane had already started moving. So she goes and sits back down in her seat, and they stop the plane. The guy comes on, guys, this is going to be a few minutes here. We got an issue. And I'm going.
And what time is this?
11:30 p.m.
Yeah, 11:30.
Okay.
And so the flight should be moving. So we just sit there, and I hear in the background. And then, we're going to get some maintenance up here. And I'm going, what? So the guy, we're both trying to sleep, me and this guy next to me. And he's like, oh, no. I said, what? He goes, I just heard what happened. The woman was complaining that her seatbelt was wet. And so then she started really complaining loud. And so by rule, they have to take out the entire seatbelt and put it in because she didn't want to like dry it off herself. So she wanted them to dry it off.
Because it's wet.
Because it was wet. And so then because they've shut the whole plane down, people are yelling at her.
What?
She's yelling at them. We sat on the tarmac for 2.5 hours so they could change out a wet seatbelt.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I got in like the next day.
Oh,
and,
guys, we're gonna be delayed a little bit.
Anybody have a hair dryer?
Listen, all that she should have done, could have done.
Yeah,
it's just like dried it off.
Yeah,
but yeah. Anyway, I don't know what was happening. It was a whole thing. She was yelling at the crew. The crew was telling her to relax. Other people were yelling at her, but it was grumpy. Mike D fell asleep, and then woke up and the plane hadn't even moved yet.
Yeah, I was like, this will be solved by the time I wake up. I wake up and we're still sitting there.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It was terrible. But it was all right.
Yeah.
It was
all right. Good job.
It was all right. Listen, it's one of those where you have to go. You know what? I'm grateful for what I got. Yep.
Right.
So,
what did D.L. Hughley do this whole time?
He's mad.
He was mad.
Yeah, he was mad. He had a big hat on too. He's mad in a big hat. It was a whole thing, man. Yeah, did that. That was fun. That's fun.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I have your birthday present. You want to know in a minute?
Okay, yeah.
It's not crazy.
I don't think it's
you
crazy.
You made me get you a bad one. You made me do this.
I didn't make you.
Okay, well then. The morning corny verse. Here
we go. The morning corny.
What do you call 52 pieces of bread?
What do you call 52 pieces of bread?
A deck of carbs.
That's
what they are.
Hey. Birthday girl nails the joke this morning. There it is.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
It's our girl Amy's birthday. There she is. 38 years old today.
Yep.
Hey, you look young.
38.
Look at you.
Feeling great.
Well, so at Christmas, I got too nice of a present for Amy. I didn't think so.
It was extremely generous.
I mean, like my best friend. I was like, well, I want to get her something awesome. So she had mentioned she wanted a Peloton treadmill. Not to me, just out loud. And I was like, make a note. Bought her one, sent it to her for Christmas. And it got a little awkward because her husband wanted to get her that or something similar.
Right. And I had asked for was
I didn't know. You didn't even ask. You didn't ask me. I just heard you.
You pretty much outdid her husband.
I know. Yeah. And it made it awkward. And I didn't like that. Yeah. And Amy said to me it was a little awkward. And now she's backed off that.
Yeah, because that was like 3 months ago.
Because she wants another present.
Yeah, and it's her birthday, so she wants something nice.
That's not why. That's not why.
Well, so I didn't want to get you some crazy, awesome gift that was going to make it awkward.
Wow.
Eddie's jingling car keys.
A new car.
So what I did, because I wanted to be practical.
Oh, yes. I love practical.
Yes, and even your husband can use it.
Oh.
That I got.
Well, he uses a treadmill now, too.
Great. So what I did is we have a mutual friend, and he was on your podcast.
Uh-huh.
His name's Bobo. Mm-hmm. What is his job?
Bobo, he's a CNRA, which is like a nurse that's an esthetician. So he was like an anesthesiologist, not an esthetician, that's for your face,
yeah.
An anesthesiologist nurse. But so he got out of doing that and now does IVs for people because he's really good at that. So he does hydration and vitamins and
shots. So anyway, I got you a 4-pack with him.
He's going to put them down, anesthesia style?
Oh, no, he doesn't do that. He's like a nurse. He like does
hydration.
He's awesome.
And vitamins and shots.
Okay.
So anyway.
What? You got me a 4-pack with Bobo?
I did.
That is awesome.
There's nothing glamorous about it.
I love
though.
That.
So that's your birthday present.
Okay. I'll take
wait,
it.
Wait, what's the 4-pack?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's four sessions with him.
He comes to your house and like gives you the shots that you need if you're like you're missing.
Vitamins.
Do you just feel like a million bucks afterwards?
Yes, he's like a nurse that comes to your mm-hmm. house and like takes care of you.
And he's like, what's wrong with you? What are you feeling? Like,
and these are 4 trips that you bought her.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
And nobody's mad at me.
Yeah. And my husband, he likes Bobo too. So yes, it's a win-win.
Everybody
this is
wins.
Great.
Good.
So how do you feel about that birthday present?
I mean, I feel like that's amazing. It's too generous. It's so thoughtful. Like, you're good at gifts and you're good at listening because you know that I've been like trying to get some of that. Like, if I've been feeling a certain way, I'm like, be great to have Bobo come. And now he can just come over.
Amy, you might have ruined the big gift for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Wait, y'all don't think this is awesome? I don't think y'all understand the awesomeness of this.
But that last gift was like pretty amazing. I think you ruined that one.
Yeah. No, I love it, Bobby. Thank you. Yeah. It's very thoughtful.
I don't really get it. I at least want a 6-pack, but whatever.
Okay. I can afford a 6-pack. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
yes, go ahead.
It's like it's going to keep me young.
Yes.
Oh,
there we go. There we go. Yeah.
38.
All right, there we go. Happy birthday, Amy.
Thank you.
There she is. Our girl turns 38 today.
Aww. Wow.
Big day in the life over here. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, have you heard of solo moons?
No.
Okay. Solo moons are before you get married, you go on a trip by yourself, solo.
Like I get it.
Before the honeymoon.
Oh.
I've never heard of a solo moon before, but it's what newlyweds are doing. They take trips away from each other. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I guess you literally go by yourself. No friends, because that would probably be your bachelorette party.
Yeah, you go by yourself.
Yeah, I'm into it. I think it's good. Connect with yourself before you commit to a life with someone else. I'm into it.
But would you do it?
Yeah, but it wasn't a thing when I got married, so nobody did it. But if I was getting married right now and I was learning of this, I would go.
But what would your husband say to you if you said, hey, I want to go on a trip by myself?
I'd be like, well, you should take your solo moon too. But let's get in touch with ourselves. I think it's important to know. I wish I would have known myself a little bit better before I got married. I think the better you know yourself, the better you can do and be with someone else.
I feel like I've been on about 100 solo moons already.
Oh.
No, just going on trips by myself.
I know.
Like the solo moon is, you got to walk on, it's very delicate territory. Like, I know we're about to get married, so I want to go do something by myself. It almost feels like you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
Or that you're going to return and be like, you know what? I found myself.
Yeah.
Gone, like, and we need to break up.
Eat, pray, love without you. I did all that.
Yes.
Lunchbox of solo moon. Do you think that would go over with your wife or no?
She'd be okay with it, but I mean, I don't know if I'd go on vacation by myself. That's weirdo material.
It does feel a bit weird.
Like,
I've done
it
a few times.
You have nothing to, no one to talk to, so you're just silent the whole time?
When I went to Hawaii by myself.
Oh, that's so awkward.
It's amazing.
It was so weird because I went and I was like, I am here. I've got to go do something. So I go and I like hike up a mountain. And I was like, well, I need a picture. So I had asked someone, hey, would you take a picture? And then so they grabbed my phone and they were like, who's with you? And I was like, no, it's just me. And then you have to do an awkward pose where you're just one person. It's like you have to like raise your arms up.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what do you do? Raise your arms up, put your hands in your pocket.
You like
smile.
Raise your arms up like, look at all this. And you're alone. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like, are you going to dinner? We need a table for one. Just one?
Yeah,
you're in Hawaii, dude.
I went to Disney by myself.
Oh, see, that's even
more.
That
was fun, right?
Eh. No. It's all right. I just had never been to Disney. And as a kid, I didn't go to Disney. And so I was like, you know, I'm close already. So I drove down to Orlando and spent half a day there. Felt a little creepy. Not going to lie to you. Until I went over to Epcot.
Yeah.
And that's where people like go and drink and stuff.
All around the world.
Adults.
That's right.
Yeah. So I saw that. The solo moon. I also saw a story about a woman who gave birth to sextuplets, which 6 babies. She had them in 9 minutes, all 6 babies.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, Friday morning, 2 sets of twin boys, 1 set of twin girls were born at the same time, same mother, all in 9 minutes. I mean, that's...
It's like a pellet gun. Yeah. All right, we're done here.
The delivery took place at 4:50 a.m. at the Women's Hospital of Texas in Houston. Hospitals say all 6 newborns are in stable condition, weighing in at a range from 1 pound 12 ounces to 2 pounds 14 ounces.
Oh, my gosh.
If there are that many babies, are they always that small?
Yeah, usually. Yeah, because they come way early.
The mother is also said to be in stable condition and has already named the twin girls Zena and Zuriel. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the greatest number of children born to one mother is 69. Remember this? We talked about this. It's in the story.
69 babies?
69!
Dude!
Did she plan that?
What?
To have 69?
No.
How do you plan that?
Well,
to land right on the number.
I don't think so.
Oh, I got you.
But
that's what I was asking.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the greatest number of children born to one mother is 69 kids. It belongs to a Russian woman. She did not do it in 9 minutes, though.
Took a while.
In case you're wondering. Bobby Bones. Yeah. They put out the list of top 10 Tom Hanks movies of all time.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but what I'm going to do is I'll play you a clip from a Tom Hanks movie. Just name the movie.
Oh, that's easy.
Right.
I mean, they're all huge.
Right. Amy, you're up first. Ready?
Oh. Ready.
Name this Tom Hanks movie.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is correct. Pretty easy one there. Okay, there we go. Lunchbox, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Name this Tom Hanks movie.
You guys think this is a big joke. We've only got 1 week left before the move. A moving buddy. If you don't have one, get one.
Got that.
What is that?
Toy Story.
That's correct. Nice
Woo!
Work.
That's good.
Woo!
By the way, that's the number 2 Tom Hanks movie of all time, according to people. Toy
number
Story.
Number 2.
Number 1 was Forrest Gump. Okay. We're going in order.
Okay, good, good, good.
Oh, wow.
Toy Story was number 2.
Okay.
Eddie, ready?
Come on.
Name this Tom Hanks movie. Number 3 on the list.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
What did you do?
Nothing. I stirred the tanks.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Eddie.
Epic.
Do you know what movie that is?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 is correct.
Come on.
Amy, ready?
Yeah.
Name this Tom Hanks movie.
When I stand before God, and he asks me, why did I
did I kill one of his true miracles?
You tell God the Father it was the kindest you done.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's is that the Green Mile?
It is the Green Mile. Yes! Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Good job, Abe.
Okay, I really liked the Green Mile.
Yeah.
And then it got a little weird.
It got real weird.
What, like the flies and stuff? The big guy?
Is it okay to say that?
Yeah. What? It got weird?
No, that like you just gave away part of it.
Oh, come on. The movie came out like 30 years ago.
I don't know. Okay.
It's fine, Bobby. Fair.
Okay. I don't want to be a spoiler, you know? I thought the movie was fantastic. Then it got a little science fiction-y, oddly.
It got real weird.
All right, Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
All right, number five.
Number five.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son is forging checks.
Forging checks? Wait, I'm sure we can take care of that. I'm working part-time at the church now. Just tell me how much he owes and I'll pay you back.
So far, it's about $1.3 million.
Do you know what Tom Hanks movie that is?
Guys, go ahead. This is a great one. Catch Me If You Can!
I still haven't seen that one.
All right. Amy. No, Eddie.
Oh, me.
Here you go.
The ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy.
Hey!
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Yes! That's Captain Phillips.
Wow, we're perfect so far.
Wow, okay.
Everybody's tied at two. You have one more. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
There you go. Name that Tom Hanks movie. Amy, what is that?
What?
Wow. I mean,
these two guys are shocked that you don't know this one.
What? Really?
Wow.
I mean, he sounds too old for when he was in this movie, but I guess I'm going to go with Big.
Big.
Amy, I have never even seen the movie, I know what it is.
What is it?
It has to be Castaway.
It is, because he's like, I've made fire.
I mean, when else does he need fire?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I just got that one.
To stay in the game.
Oh, okay.
Name the number seven Tom Hanks movie. Ready?
Yeah.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Hey, I make no guarantees.
We bow, right, in unison, and we're off the stage before the applause dies out, right?
What if they want an encore?
You unplug and you run off stage. Smiling, of course. No encore.
Can you name that one?
Okay, I haven't seen this one, but I know he's, it's a musical group, like it's a band. And I want to say Almost Famous, but that's the one you guys like. So it's not that one. What is it about? I mean, the only thing... we'll just go Almost Famous because it's only...
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's that thing you do.
Oh.
You doing that thing you do. There you go. Breaking my heart into a million pieces.
That's one of his top movies of all time.
Listed as number seven here.
Wow.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, Eddie for the win.
Come on. Yeah.
You get this, you name it. Dude, the number eight Tom Hanks movie of
all
time. Here we go.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
All right.
Are you ready?
For the win.
I got it.
Go ahead.
A League of Their Own.
There he is. A League of Their Own. Here's our winner. Man. Nobody clapped for you except for me.
I know. That's
I was
okay.
the only one clapping.
That was his log of the draw.
Lunchbox didn't clap.
Well,
I went right down the list.
I don't know what I'm saying. I just wish I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm saying I wish I'd got eight.
What was the rest of the movies?
There's only one more, or two more. There is this one.
No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history. But
Captain
be cool.
Just... No, it's called Sully.
Oh, you're right.
It's called Sully.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Forrest Gump, Toy Story, Apollo 13 at 3, Catch Me If You Can, Captain Phillips, That Thing You Do, Castaway, A League of Their Own, I forgot to say The Green Mile, and Sully. Those are the 10.
Okay.
Bam.
There you go.
Gosh, Tom Hanks is so great.
But you are the winner, and that's your
trip. Yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah, I'm glad you have it.
Hey. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters, If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This is pretty cool by Norwegian Cruise Lines. They're giving teachers free cruises. It's a Giving Joy contest. So 15 teachers get a 7-day cruise for two, and you can nominate if it's a teacher that you had, if they're still teaching, or a teacher that your kids have. And if you're a teacher, you can nominate yourself. Here's what I'd do, though. If it was me, I would just have somebody else nominate me. I'd write it for myself and then have somebody else send it.
May not be a good look if you nominate yourself.
Yeah. The top 15 win a cruise. I thought that was cool of Norwegian Cruise Lines. And they also win $15,000 for their school.
Whoa!
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. For their school.
That's cool, too.
That's cool.
That's cool. But they win a free cruise.
Yeah, I understand.
Regardless, I love that we are showing that we appreciate our educators. Like, so underpaid.
I think I'm going to nominate my former teacher.
She's still teaching?
No, she's retired.
Oh. Probably won't win then. No, there you go. That's what's good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I said earlier in the show that Amy gave me a bad tip. It was Eddie. Because Eddie said Creed 2 wasn't good. I watched Creed 2. I thought it was fantastic.
You did?
Yeah.
What about it did you like? I want to hear this.
It was a little slow at the beginning. Like the first 15 or 20 minutes was slow.
Yeah.
But then, one, it was just a great boxing movie. They had multiple fights. And I don't know. I'm going to tell you, there's something about movies where like a father and son, and Rocky and Creed aren't father and son, but close because right. Creed's dad died. That I probably cried like 4 times in this movie.
You did?
I get really touched because I never had a dad.
Okay.
Until I was already, you know, a teenager, and it really, by that point, you know, that part was lost on me. But like that bond and that, I was just like, man, I probably cried 3 or 4 times.
Okay, I get that.
I would just randomly be like, have tears coming down my face. And I'd be like, what's wrong with, I'm alone.
What are these things?
Yeah, my eyes are hot.
It's water coming out of my eyes.
I called the hospital. Guys, Eddie, I thought it was really good.
Wow. See, I just felt like, it was like, guys, get over it. Like the Russian dad was the one driving this whole thing. I'm like, dude, come on.
You end up rooting for the Russian too. Which is weird.
I never rooted for the Russians.
Like the human part of him, you didn't feel bad
no.
for him?
Well, more of like, just like, dude, it sucks that you can't get over this fight that went over three
no,
30
not
years
me.
Ago.
I felt bad for the kid, the
yeah,
Russian kid.
I see that
they
too.
Did a great job of making everybody human. Anyway, I thought Creed 2 was really good.
Wow.
Anyone else seen Creed 2?
Nope.
You'd like it. You would like it. Morgan, number 2, have you seen it?
Yeah, I loved it. Like, favorite
what?
Movie.
Yeah, it's great. And by the end of it, I was like, yeah, baby! I was into it. Like, and then I got on my bike, because I've been riding this bike a lot, and I trained even harder.
Oh, you started training.
I've been training, but I was like, the picture of Creed running, it was good.
Did you go Russian setting? Like, you want to ride the hills of Russia?
You know, they never said, though, if he dies, he dies.
No, why would they?
I thought Amy said they said that in this movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just like to say that.
Oh, because I kept waiting for him. I was like, I bet he's going to say that here. Anyway, I like Creed, too. That's all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a store in North Carolina. They're selling this furniture. It's a thrift shop. And they say, hey, it's probably haunted, so buy it at your own risk. The post includes a photo of the note. It says, please note, previous owner reports that the high boy is haunted. He reports continuous nightmares for he and his wife while it was in their room. He also reports the dogs would not stop barking at it. Now, when the dogs come in, that's when you start to go, is something really happening?
Yeah.
Because humans can get freaked out by anything. But when the dogs are freaking out, that part's weird.
Dogs know what's up.
Store operations director Elizabeth Brady said this post has now become viral and that some people want nothing to do with it, but a lot of people are super interested in it because they want haunted things. Listen, I don't believe in haunted things. However, I would not put this in my house. Just in case. Like, I don't believe that they're haunted. Just in case.
Sounds like you do.
No. None of me believes the chair is haunted. But just in case it is, I'm not going to put... Amy, if you like the chair, would you put it in your house?
Yes, I would still buy it. Furniture cannot be haunted.
But what if it was at the scene of like a terrible murder?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But well, how cute is the chair? I mean, well, if it's really cute, that's a tough one. I don't want to be involved in a murder, but I still don't think that the chair is haunted.
Lunchbox?
Like nobody from the murder comes back.
Listen, when I was younger, I got trapped in the closet by a ghost at a friend's house, spend the night, going to the bathroom, walking down the hall, ghost pushed me in the closet, locked the door, and it got really cold in there. So trust me, there are ghosts, and they haunt things. They follow you wherever you go. The couch is haunted. Get it out of my life. I'm not buying it.
The dog thing makes it weird to me, if that's really true.
No, it's true. Like, they're just going to make that up?
They could. But yeah, if that's true, that's weird to me. I saw another story that scientists have developed a new form of birth control. Amy, listen to this. They put it in earrings, and then the earrings through the earlobe pass the hormones through the bloodstream.
Mm.
Would you wear these? I mean,
me personally, no, because I don't know. No. I'd probably want the patch, like that's right, put the patch right on me. I mean, if I'm having to use that as a form of not getting pregnant.
The clip-on jewelry is infused with synthetic hormones, which pass through the skin of the wearer's earlobe and into her bloodstream.
Yeah.
The hormones act in the same way as those found in the contraceptive pill. Listen, if I were with a girl and she was like, don't worry, I got my earrings on, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, don't risk that. Like,
we're all good. I got my clip-ons on. I got the hormones in Meemaw's pearls. Yeah. I'm like, you're crazy. This is a trap.
It's like a really, really tiny hole to be sending things through. And then,
interesting.
Okay.
Interesting term there. Yeah. I went out. Eddie and I played in Boston yesterday, the Raging Idiots Day, for St. Patrick's Day. I went out on Saturday. I didn't realize that people went out on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day as well. And everybody was wearing green. And I was in Nashville. I literally thought there were just a bunch of Boston Celtics fans for like an hour.
Oh, the Celts playing tonight?
I was like, why are there so many Celtics fans in Nashville?
You're crazy.
I know. I didn't realize it was all on Saturday. I posted a picture on my Instagram of me and some friends. And Eddie hits me up and goes, who are these new friends?
Yeah, dude, I kind of got a little, I don't know, I wouldn't say hurt. Just
a little
more
peanut butter jelly?
A little bit of jelly into me. I was like, "What? Who are these people? Like, we all know each other. You know my friends. I know Lunchbox friends. I know Amy's friends. They're all famous songwriters."
Yeah, all Amy's friends are cool. Yeah.
But you, like, I'm like, ooh, Bobby's like straying away from the group. I'm like, who are these people? And are they nice? Are they okay?
Don't be jealous.
Are they a bad crowd? I don't want you hanging out with a bad crowd.
What if I was running with a rough bunch now? They're just some friends.
Are they cool?
So on Saturday I was just hanging out at the house. Was doing nothing. And I got a text from one of our friends saying, hey, you should come out. And I was like, it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who goes out at 4 o'clock on a Saturday?
Day drinking, dude. It's great.
Well, I don't drink. And so she's like, hey, we're at this bar called like L.A. Jackson. Do you know that bar, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I do.
She's cool. She would know. I didn't know it.
Of course Morgan number 2 knows.
Amy, did you know that bar?
Yes.
Oh,
Amy.
Probably hanging out with your songwriter friends. So anyway.
No.
I go, and it was bumping. It's 4 o'clock on a Saturday. And so then we went and ate, and then I was back home by like 8:30 or something.
Any hotties at the bar?
Oddly, there were a lot. Yeah. I was like, who comes out at 4 o'clock on a Saturday?
Did you get any numbers?
No.
Did you get any Instagrams?
No.
Did you drop your Instagram?
I did not.
Oh,
no.
Did you drop your number?
But I did not. No. None of that was happening. No.
But some lines?
The pictures up that we took, Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram.
So who are those people?
Just some friends.
All right. Are they cool?
Yeah.
Would we like them?
We do. We like them.
Okay.
We do like them. Bobby Bones. Yeah. What would you do if you go back into your house and you see that there's been an intruder in your house and you're like, oh man, I've been broken into. And then you walk and then you find the person laying there dead. Because that's what, this homeowner found the intruder. He had died underneath an antique safe that the guy was trying to take.
What?
And it like fell on him.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, there's a little bit of relief, right? That he's dead in there and that he's not alive trying to kill you.
I just think you'd be so shocked at all of it. First of all, I've had my house broken into and it took a while to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you're like, why's my window broken? I have stuff missing. Where did I put it?
You've gone through that.
Yeah, and you're like, what's happened? You're like, I didn't hide all my stuff. And then you slowly put it together. Then you go, oh my goodness, somebody's robbed. And then you freak out because you're like, are they still in the house?
Wow.
And then I freaked out because my dog's in my house. I was like, oh my God, my dog's here somewhere. So they left my dog. They stole like all the other stuff. But yeah, this guy called the cops on March 12th, so last week. He said, hey, somebody's broken in. He started cleaning the next day and discovered that there was someone stuck underneath his 900-pound antique floor safe. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, the next day?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. So who knows? So it had to be that day or the day before.
Yeah.
So there was nothing inside the safe either. And he wishes the man would have made it out alive.
Wow.
That's crazy, huh? There's another crazy story. I saw that Mama June, the Honey Boo Boo mom.
Yeah.
What'd she get busted for?
Possession of crack cocaine.
No.
Yes, I know. That's what I said, Amy. She was at a gas station in Alabama, and her and boyfriend, I guess, were in an argument, and someone called police. So police respond, and they're talking to him, and they start to search him. And he's like, don't reach your hand in the pocket. I don't want you to get poked, because he had a needle. And then Mama June talks about how it's her car. She's responsible for everything in the car. They find crack cocaine, and they found a pipe in her pocket.
Oof.
With residue.
Is she still married to that guy? What's his her husband?
No, because she's with her boyfriend.
Okay. Is the boyfriend
Bear.
The one?
Bear.
Is the boyfriend the one that got in trouble like earlier for like bad stuff? Do you know the story?
That was a different boyfriend, I believe. that served 10 years in prison.
Met Mama June.
You did,
because Honey Boo Boo was on Dancing with the Stars Kids, and that was while I was doing. She was quite lovely.
Yeah, and I bought Girl Scout cookies from Honey Boo Boo one time.
Online.
And me
you wanted to support her.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Me and Mama June got into it because I thought they stole my money because it took like a month for me to get the cookies. And so.
Oh, yeah. You guys got into a Twitter beef.
Yeah. We got into Twitter beef and she put all my personal information out on Facebook. And I had to.
Wait, so hold on.
She got you good.
I don't remember all this. So you start fighting with Mama June.
Yes. I start fighting with Mama June because I'm like, look, it's a scam. They don't really give you cookies because it took over a month for my cookies to arrive. And so she heard me talk about her, saw it on Twitter, and she went on their Facebook page where they have hundreds of thousands of people that follow them, and she wrote all my personal information out there.
What does that mean, your real name?
Name, address, phone number, all that. Like, she wrote it all out there and
that's
saying,
great.
This idiot thinks he can go on there and spread false rumors about me and my family. We when you buy cookies from us, you get the cookies. And she wrote a long post, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I had to email her like, hey, I just got the cookies.
JK.
So me and Mama June got into it.
I can't believe she posted your home address.
Yes!
How long ago was this?
This was 5 years ago when I lived with Raymundo.
Oh.
Yes, great. I thought it was so exciting to buy cookies from Honey Boo Boo, and then it turned south because I thought they stole my money, and then it went real south because Mama June got mad at me.
So how did you feel when you saw this story?
I was let down. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I thought Mama June seems like just a cool, fun mom. Like I didn't ever see her going down this route, but I guess that's what happens. I mean, her boyfriend's been in trouble with the law in the past, and I don't know.
I can give you a good news story to kind of wrap this up.
Yeah, please.
This guy had his phone. You see, he got saved for an arrow attack.
What?
His cell phone.
Who attacks people with arrows?
Well, an Australian man. That's where.
Down under.
His Outback. Phone stopped an arrow from hitting him as he came under attack in New South Wales. Someone had a bow.
Yeah.
Shot. Boom! Right into the phone.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
There we go. Wind on that.
Under attack.
Yeah.
By
you want to see something sad?
That's a positive.
Look at Mama June. She looks so sad in the back of the sheriff.
Oh, you know what's funny about that Mama June story is they have a sheriff's truck.
Yeah.
With bars on it.
That's pretty cool.
A big truck. At least you're arresting a pretty cool truck, huh?
There's that.
There you go.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Bobby Bone,
come on. We were off the air talking about this George Strait song called Every Little Honky Tonk Bar.
That's what happens in every little honky tonk bar.
And he wrote this with his son, Bubba Strait. And out of nowhere, Amy yells, what'd you take to his house?
Cookies. Well, it was in his house, apartment. Fun fact.
Bubba Strait.
My freshman year, I lived in College Station, but I wasn't at A&M yet. Bubba Strait went to A&M. My freshman year, I had to go to Blinn, so I didn't live on campus. I lived in an apartment. And he lived in the same apartment complex as me. And I would see him. I knew what he drove because at the time my uncle worked for George Strait on his ranch. And I knew he drove this massive, like, F-350 crew cat, like, massive Ford truck. And I would see him pulling it out every day. And then finally I knew what building he would go into. And I felt like, because he knew my uncle, we had sort of a connection, but whatever.
Did you have a crush on him?
We didn't. I mean, I'm sure. I remember the time me and my roommates, there was four of us, we would be like giddy that he lived near us just because he was George Strait's son. And we put cookies on his doorstep.
We or you did?
Me and one of my roommates.
So what did the note say?
It was like, hey, neighbor, like, here's some cookies we were making, like, no big deal. And then one time in the parking lot, I stopped him and was like, told him that I was Ted Moffat's niece. And he was like, oh, I love Ted. Da, da, da. I was like, okay. And then, but we never became friends. I thought, surely a friendship's going to spark up. But he would always have the prettiest girls, like, obviously, like, the prettiest.
Was Bubba Strait good looking like his dad?
I would just see him in the parking lot with, like, I mean, yes, he was cute. I wouldn't say he was definitely cuter in my mind at the time. We were 18 because it was like he was older. He's George Strait's son. Not much older. Maybe he was like, whatever. He was like our age or a year older. And he was just cute. Yeah. I need to Google him. It's interesting to see what he would look like now. I haven't seen him since then.
And you were hoping a romance would spark
No,
up really
not a romance. Just to, like, just become friends. How fun would it be to just be friends? But no. Oh, there he is. Yep. There he is. Yep, Bubba Strait.
Now, I got a question.
My old neighbor.
When you left the note, did you say, Bubba, here are some cookies? Like, you knew his name without ever talking to him?
No, I think we just said, here's some cookies.
And like, did he ever reach out?
No. I'm telling you.
He just ate the cookies and didn't get back?
Wow. He probably didn't even eat them. He was probably like, crazy girls. He probably didn't eat them. But we were genuinely just being nice. Like, we weren't being creepy. I know it sounds weird.
Well, I never got cookies at my door in college.
But again, I felt like I had some weird connection with him because of my uncle, but I didn't.
And you love George Strait.
And like
you were using him for his dad.
Yeah, but I... So it's weird. Yeah. Like, I felt a connection with him probably too because, my obsession was his dad. So that's probably why
And you weren't being creepy
friends.
At all. You just stopped when he came and when he left and when he'd be home and you found out what building he was in.
Yeah, I knew the
in.
Building and the number.
But not creepy at all.
I mean, I shouldn't have known that. We weren't friends, but I saw where he walked in.
Well, yeah, so Bubba Strait wrote this song with George Strait.
That's what happens in every little
home. We can play it. Here's the new George Strait. Thanks for the story. Yeah. Anything else?
Nothing. No. Okay.
I mean, having George Strait as a father-in-law would have been pretty cool.
That would have been real cool.
It was really romantic. She wanted to be romantic for sure.
Do you think it was? It was
absolutely.
Not a
you
romantic
wanted to date him,
move.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, yes. You're looking at the girls he's dating. You don't do that unless you want to be one of the girls he's dating.
No, but honestly, I'll tell you the honest thoughts I have is there's no way he would ever date me. Like, look at who he dates. Like, Yeah, so obviously I know that I would just be friends. Like, we could be friends.
But you would really like it if you fell in love with
you probably wouldn't date me. I'm not as pretty as those girls, but we could be friends.
His wife kind of looks like you.
And then maybe you'd like my winning personality.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, now time for the game. Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, you'll get three dude questions.
Yeah.
Ready?
Born ready.
You're up first. In the NFL, who are the two teams that play in New York? She's shaking her head. As soon as I said NFL, she started shaking her head.
Yes, because it's the sport questions and car questions and carburetor questions. Oh, yeah.
Things guys should know.
In the NFL, who are the two teams that play in New York?
The Jets and the Giants. Is that baseball? That's baseball. Is that baseball? The New York
Giants.
Woo! Yeah.
Hey, will you wait until she says final answer, please?
No, either way, that was going to be a final answer. She wasn't going to get another one.
Yeah, I said it with like I was right.
And Amy, it's another sports question.
Of course it is.
You want to not have it?
No.
If you're going to complain, I'll just move on.
Not complaining. Calm
yellow
down.
Card. You get a yellow card. You've been given a yellow card for complaining about questions.
Okay.
One more yellow card. That's a red and you lose.
Amy, and in soccer, that's a warning.
Ready. March Madness starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Tar Heels are from what university?
The North Carolina. Carolina. The Tar Heels, North Carolina. North Carolina. I didn't know if they had another name.
Well, you could have been NC State.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's why I let you kind of have walk around for a second.
Because it's Duke and Tar Heels that are
close
rivals.
To each other.
Yeah.
Matte, gloss, and eggshell are types of what?
Paint.
Wow.
Paint finishes. What is up? I'm 3-for-3. And I got a warning. That was fun.
By the way, the score is 9-7. Lunchbox is up as they play to 10, 97.
Yeah.
There you go. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. What pop star has the perfume named Fame?
Fame. Selena Gomez.
Incorrect, you know?
Ariana Grande?
No, it's Lady Gaga.
Oh,
Fame,
no.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What actress stars in Mystic Pizza, Notting Hill, and Runaway Bride?
Runaway. Julia Roberts.
That is correct. I don't know how to say some of these. Alo, Athleta, and Lululemon are brands of what?
Yoga gear.
That's correct.
that it? Yep. 3-2. Amy's our winner. There she goes. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
She'll win. When can we call it a comeback?
No, you don't
win
the call whole it thing.
Oh, but I'm coming back. Like, I was way at the bottom.
You were. It's 9-8.
Right. Yeah. That is coming back.
No, but they said. Oh, my gosh.
No, okay. You know what? It's a comeback.
Let her call it a comeback. She's the first person. I'm calling it a comeback.
Yes, I'm the comeback kid.
Okay, the comeback kid. There we are. Nice job, Amy.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, it's Amy's birthday, everybody.
Yeah.
You gotta acknowledge this. There she is, our girl, turning 38 today. How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I don't really feel any different. 30s have been good to me, so we're getting on the back end of that now.
We definitely
so
are.
So I hope the 40s bring just as much awesomeness.
You got a couple years.
I know. But it's like I need to start just mentally preparing myself. Because I remember when all my mom's friends were turning 40, I was like, lordy, lordy, look who's 40. And they would like, you know, decorate the front lawn with like, it was a big deal in our neighborhood anytime one of my parents' like group of friends turned 40. And I'm like, here we are. Now, I thought my parents were so mature and all the things when I was littler and everyone was turning 40, and like now that's me, and like I'm barely an adult.
You know, as we get older, we realize that the adults ahead of us really didn't know what they were doing.
Either. No,
yeah,
because
we don't know what we're doing.
Like, yes, like I can't believe I'm in charge of two little children and stuff. It's crazy.
And what did they call that? Over the hill?
Yes, over the hill.
And they'd be like Grim Reaper parties because you're on one of
them. Yeah.
Well, a little later in the show, I will reveal my birthday present to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you already said you can't. It, like
the big controversy was, I got Amy too good of a Christmas present.
Yeah,
and it was a little awkward with her husband.
Well, it wasn't awkward.
You said it was.
Well, I mean, but that was 3 months ago. Everybody's over it. It's fine.
Oh, you want another big one now?
Yeah.
So just know that I thought about that when I got your present this year. I didn't want
to. That's all. It's fine. That's awful, and it's not about the gifts. But that's your love language, you know. Gifts.
Let's just say that my gift to you this year will be something that you can use a little more. I got you a treadmill, a nice treadmill for your
Christmas. Yeah, I use it often.
This is more something that you'll use. You're not going to get like a lot of pleasure from.
Oh, okay.
But something that you'll be like, oh, I'm glad I have this.
Okay.
Like I appreciate that good looking out homie. More so than like, oh, you're the best friend.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll tell you your birthday present. But by the way, it's your birthday today. There it is. Woo! It's your birthday today. There she is, our birthday girl.
We're basically 2 weeks away from your birthday.
I know, but it's not about me right now. It's about you.
It's your day.
Wait, are you turning 39? Yeah, you are. If I'm turning 38, you're turning 39.
Right now, it's
I'm
your
not turning
birthday.
38. I am 38.
You're 38.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
there
you
go. You're 38 today. All right, there we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, at the iHeartRadio Music Awards last week, I forgot to tell you, Raymundo, Garth asked about you straight up without any sort of prompt.
Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
So I worked with Garth Brooks all day. We did a bunch of stuff in the day. Then we did a bunch of stuff in the afternoon and then at night. And even after the show. I forgot to tell you this. And so about halfway through the day,
operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my
Garth goes, hey, how's Ray? And I looked at him. I thought it was a different Ray. Like Ray Charles, Ray Stevens. I was like, what? And he goes, but his place getting shot into. And I was like, oh, he's good.
That is crazy.
Are you guys like broing out? I don't know this.
Well, I'm telling you, he's very good friends with my girlfriend, with girlfriend's family, and then I'm the boyfriend. So there you go. That's probably why he was asking about
he
me.
He straight asked about you. I was like, how's Raymundo doing?
And I've seen him outside of the studio before, and I mean, it's usually been at like pictures and meet and greets. I've never really chilled with him in his house, so that's weird that he'd ask about a personal type issue. But
well, he cares.
He saw it on news.
Yeah, maybe he saw it. He's like, hey, Bobby, how's Ray? I was watching Channel 8. How's Raymundo? Yeah, anyway. You know, here's another Garth story for you. We were in rehearsal for the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and they're like hassling somebody walking down. And I can hear them, not hassling, fairly saying, hey, are you able to come through? Like, let me see your pass. It was Garth.
No.
Yeah, and if you look on my Instagram from last week, you'll see Garth wearing his tag on his waist.
Yeah, I did see that.
Like artist badge. Yeah, they were like, sir, I need to see your badge. And Garth is the nicest guy ever. And he's like, oh, I don't have it. Hold on 1 second. He goes, gets his badge.
He points at his face.
He didn't.
Holds up the album.
He holds up his Artist of the Decade Award. That right. It's the literal biggest award from the iHeartRadio Music Awards that night. But no, you know what Garth did? He put his badge on. I was like, oh, sorry about that. And just walked on through.
That's Garth. That's a fireable offense. You cannot let Garth Brooks, you can't let him.
But here's the thing. He was in a t-shirt and a pair of old jeans, and I was in sweats. Like,
you did look pretty funny in that picture.
Yeah, like, I just come off a plane.
You had your backpack on still.
I came right off a plane with a backpack on, hopped right into rehearsal. Garth had an old t-shirt on. Like, we were the duo there that didn't belong.
No, actually, I wouldn't let you guys in.
Yeah.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge.
What's funny about Garth Brooks is we had worked together all day at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and after the show, we went back to Garth's dressing room. Because, again, when you go places and it's a pop awards, all the country people stay together.
Yeah.
We're just like...
a little click.
It's just, like, comfortable, and if anyone's going to judge us, we're going to judge ourselves. So I'm in Garth's dressing room, and we do it like a Instagram Live together. And he was, like, human and so excited about his performance when he got off. He was like, how was it? And I'm like, you're the greatest artist of all time.
It was great.
It was amazing. And Mike D was in the room. Wasn't it funny?
That was crazy. Yeah, he came back and like, wow, the crowd exploded on that.
He was like, I can't believe it.
You're like,
that was
you
good.
Played Central Park.
And I'm like, dude, you're the highest selling artist in American history.
Yeah.
But he was just so, like, pumped. And I keep waiting for that guy to not be, like, cool and normal and human. Because, again, he's the biggest. He's not. It's so crazy. But yeah, it was good. We had a good time.
Just what she's doing now.
There you go.
He's tearing me apart. Filling up my mind.
I saw Nick Carter at those awards.
Tell me why.
From the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And I don't know Nick Carter.
You know AJ.
I know AJ a bit, and I talked to him. And so Nick Carter comes and goes, Bobby, what's up? And I was like, I looked at him like...
You're like, I know you.
I was like, yeah. Like, I know you, but you don't know me.
Right.
So how do you... And so...
Dang, dude.
He was like, you good? And I was like, yes. And I'm trying to figure out, like, did AJ, like, tell him I said, what's up, or what? And he goes, you talk to Sharna? And I was like, oh, you dance with Sharna on Dance with the Stars, and you guys didn't win.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't put that together. And I was like, oh, that's right. You danced with Sharna like four seasons before me. And he goes, yeah, but we didn't win. He says, I guess you're the real dancer. And I was like, yeah, you heard.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, man. That's funny. I tell you, Amy, those people still love the Backstreet Boys. Like, everywhere just America.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Everywhere they go, like, people go crazy for them still, which is cool.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, and if you need to call in sick today, I have some tips that might help you out if you're feeling really bad about it. First of all, just keep it brief. Less is more here. Also, it's okay to acknowledge the bad timing because, you know, the boss knows that's the day after St. Patrick's Day. Only tell the people that need to know. Like, it's a need-to-know basis. Nobody needs to, not everybody needs to know you're sick. And then be realistic with your abilities and, you know, answer some emails here and there if you can. But if you need to rest up, it's more important to show up and do your job the rest of the week.
You know, just calling in sick, that's the way to do that anyway. Call, I'm not feeling good. Actually, I'm really bad. And say this, I don't want to get anyone else sick, so I'm going to stay home. Regardless if it's today, because yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, just go, I'm feeling really bad. And I don't want to get everybody else sick at the office. I think it's best for me to stay home. That's the way to call in sick effectively and efficiently. And also, don't be an idiot. Don't go out and drink too much. And then...
Right, I know.
You know.
But there also is the unfortunate people that legit are sick the day after the Super Bowl or the day after St. Patrick's Day, and then they get lumped in as the partiers when maybe they didn't even party. They're just legit sick.
Yeah, you're right. All right, what else you got, Amy?
Well, so I have an update on, you know, the scandal with Lori Loughlin. Well, Fuller House and Hallmark, they have both cut ties with her.
I saw
like,
that.
Like, totally done. And then her daughters have dropped out of USC over fear of bullying. So if you haven't heard, they were part of this scandal, and they paid like $500,000 to have their daughters recruited to the University of Southern Carolina. Like, otherwise, they would not have gotten into college, but there was this scam that got all these famous people's kids into schools.
It's Southern California.
Oh, what'd I say?
Southern Carolina, which isn't a school.
No.
But it's
Southern
USC,
California.
Southern California. You know, Felicity Huffman is part of this, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not getting dragged nearly as hard as Lori Loughlin just because Lori Loughlin's Aunt Becky. She's like a piece of our culture, and she's super safe and lovely. And then her husband, the Mossimo guy, was in emails like bragging about it. And that's why William H. Macy isn't involved in this. You know, I was reading some of the transcript of Felicity Huffman. You know, he's not indicted. They only mention him as spouse. He didn't say anything about
it. He's Felicity Huffman's husband. Okay, didn't know that.
So, and then all the people too that are not famous. I mean, listen, they're going to jail. I don't know how they don't go to jail just because they have to set a precedent that rich, famous people can't get off just because they're rich and famous. They're going to have good lawyers, but I don't see how they don't spend some time in jail for this. And also, for everybody that works hard and is trying to get into school the honest way, it really stinks for them because they got eliminated from this because rich people
didn't.
Yep.
Also, it's because they lied on their because they said it was a charity donation when they knew they were giving
tax evasion.
Yeah, so they did it on their taxes. True. So that's really the main thing I think that they're facing.
Well, that's what will put them in jail, is tax evasion. You don't mess with the government. You don't mess with the IRS.
Don't mess with the IRS. Don't do that.
Okay, don't listen to this guy. But tax evasion will get you. That's what they end up getting like mob bosses for. They don't get them for whacking people. They get them for tax evasion.
Fraud.
So yeah, what happens is this charity that they were supposedly paying to, the paying to it is fine, but it's the writing it off like you gave a charitable donation that's going to get them in trouble. Yeah, and they should. They should. Amy, what else you got?
Well, I just saw this headline and I was like, no, Lunchbox could be onto something. And then I'm really having to get on to my kids sometimes for this. Well, mainly my son. But eating boogers can boost your immune system. Lunchbox does this, right?
I mean, every once in a while.
Just occasional.
Yeah, I mean,
on a good day.
One gets caught on your finger. And
it's too early in the morning. I don't even like talking about this.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll just say that the New York Times talked to some experts about how the world is becoming too sterile because of things like antibacterial soap and all the stuff that Lunchbox sort of preaches, like, don't wash your hands, don't do this. Although Lunchbox did get sick last week,
that's right. Anything you'd like to say about that?
I would like to blame the baby because he goes to daycare, and so he brought some germs home that I'm not used to. He stuck his hands in my mouth, and I thought it was cute, and it was probably full of germs.
Okay. Yeah. In this same article, a doctor talked about how, you should eat food that has dropped on the floor because you need to build up your immunity.
Yes.
All right. I'm done with the story. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
All right. There you go. Thank you. There's Amy's pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a flight from Tulsa, Oklahoma, going to Houston, Texas, got stuck on the tarmac for 2.5 hours, just sitting there. Pilot's like, man, I got to make these people happy. He calls the local burger joint and orders 70 burgers and fries for everybody on board, and he pays for it out of his own wallet.
Oh, that's cool. Listen, I got stuck last week coming back from Los Angeles for the iHeart Awards. We got stuck for 2.5 hours because a woman's seatbelt was wet. Nobody got us any hot dogs or hamburgers.
Wouldn't that be nice, though, a hamburger?
Yeah.
But my question is, if they're able to get them hamburgers on board from the burger joint down the street, why can't they let them off the plane?
Well, because you got to recheck out and recheck on. One time I had to get off a plane, and it was quite the process because they got to go, is this your name? Is this you? You're able to go, and you got to come back and recheck back through.
Oh.
It's all of that.
And does the delivery guy, like, does he drive to the tarmac? How does it? There's a lot of questions
that's
I have
a good question
on how
too.
Does the burgers get to the plane?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would imagine they're delivered inside the airport and someone walks them out through the tunnel.
Ooh.
Or through that little tube.
Okay.
That's what I would think, but I don't really see the burger truck
excuse me.
Out the side of the plane.
Yeah, can I get your address? Well, we're actually on tarmac 1. Excuse me?
What? We were flying the other day, I guess about a week ago, and I saw the pilot came out and we were waiting. We were delayed, different flight. And the pilot comes out and grabs the microphone and goes, hey guys, let me explain to you exactly what's happening, because usually I don't tell you what's happening if you're delayed. And he's like, this is what happened, we got a broken da-da-da. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, the pilot came out and explained it to us, and all of us were like, oh, we're good with waiting.
You can trust the pilot.
Well, and also, it was like, it felt like he cared. Mm. He goes, I know you don't want to be here. We don't want to be sitting here for another hour and a half either, and you're going to see a pop of a delay on the board, but I just want to let you know that we're working hard through it, and I know you guys are going to get frustrated, but we're here for you. And everyone, like, applauded the pilot.
Wow.
We were like, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're happy to stay here. You need us to be here all day. We're here. Like, a little bit of human.
Take your time.
Yeah, it went a long way with us.
So I just want to say thank you to Captain Matthew Husher.
Ah, yes. What airline does it say?
It does not say what airline, but it just says Captain Matthew Hosher. Husher.
There you have it. That's what it's all about right there, Lil. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo, who is in the classroom with the news and his microphone. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In sports, March Madness is upon us. The teams were announced yesterday. Make sure you get your brackets filled out. In Nebraska, tons of flooding. Officials say to be careful on those roads. Never drive through heavy water on a road. Always turn around. And finally, Powerball jackpot is now $550 million. No one won this weekend. The next drawing is Wednesday.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Adam in Arkansas. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Man, up early doing the show. What about you?
Up early listening to the show.
I appreciate that. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm a little curious about Raymundo's hair. I am a bald guy myself. And I know he was getting his own blood, right, injected into his head.
Yeah, I believe so. Raymundo's our producer who edits audio. He does the news. You may have heard him do that. And started losing your hair a little bit in the front, huh?
Yeah, it started thinning out. I mean, there's nothing really you can do. So, yeah, that's when I started doing the blood.
So what are you doing?
Well, they would inject blood, and then, I don't know, they do some kind of magic to it, so they'll take it out of your leg, out of your arm, and then they put it in, it's a procedure like an hour long, in your head.
And are you still going?
The deal actually did come to an end, so, I mean, I think maybe they have like a 2-week span where they can pick it back up. If not, I mean, I probably won't continue to do it, so guys, I'm probably going to start going bald.
Well, you were already starting, but I'm saying, did it help?
Absolutely. My hair is unbelievably thick.
It actually looks thicker.
It does.
It's a lot thicker.
No, I think it's working, so...
Yeah, it really is working. I want the deal to continue. We took great pictures before and after. HPI Hair Partners, yeah. They loved me. It was huge, but I mean, sometimes money-wise, they just got to take a break or something. Hopefully, they pick it back up,
dude,
and I'm
you
like...
have more hair.
Dude, I'm like, look at me. I told you, Chia Pet. That's
You're
me
a
right
walking
now.
Advertisement.
That's
oh,
what I'm
wow.
saying. But yeah, HPI. I really, really do think that it was very successful, and I think that I'm a great client for them.
Adam?
Yes, sir.
He's not lying. I didn't even notice he had all that hair back, but I kind of want to run my hands through it. It's kind of sexy.
Well, I started going bald when I was about 21. I'm completely bald now. I shave my head every day. So I don't know if it would work for me. It sounds like Raymundo already kind of had some hair up there, and it just kind of made it thicker.
He was losing it a bit, though, but it did work. Yeah, if you're full bald. Listen to this story. There's a new company that lets you bank your hair follicles so they can be injected back into your head once you go bald. Have you seen this?
No. Oh.
Yeah, so like it's like saving for a rainy day. Like you're younger and you have your hair, you put them in. How about that one? Adam?
That's good. That's good. From what I understand, it's a female trait passed on to a male. So it came from my mother's father. So if your mother's father is bald, maybe you should think about freeze drying some of your hair follicles.
Let me tell you about this balding. It comes from both sides. It's a sandwich. Because I know, like Eddie, he looks exactly like his dad. Your dad is bald just like you are.
Just like me. Same places, same everything.
But is your mom's dad bald?
No, he had hair.
See?
It can come from either.
I know. It's so hard.
And here's the thing about genetics. We really don't even know.
Right.
We really don't know.
We know nothing.
We know nothing.
Well,
come on.
I mean.
We know a little bit.
People know a
we know
lot.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Adam. Appreciate that call, man. Thanks for waking up early in the morning. Appreciate you being here, hanging out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Lamar. What up, Lamar?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
We're pretty good. What's going on with you?
Man, I just want to tell you how much I appreciated the show last week at the Opry. My wife and I went, and we loved the show. It was awesome.
Oh, I went. I did some stand-up at the Opry. Would you think it's pretty funny or no? Be honest.
Oh yeah, man. It was really good. The only bad thing is my kids to this day are still bugging me about when you're coming back because I didn't buy them tickets.
Oh, and then Eddie came out at the end.
A 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, and they're wearing me out, wanting to know when you're coming back.
Well, again, Eddie came out, and we did the emoji song as the Raging Idiots, the Opry. I think we're going to play another, it's March, this is month 3. I think in May, we'll go back and play the Opry again. Yeah. I don't have a date.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
But I'll let you know. I'll give you like a month heads up.
All right, man, that sounds awesome. I love the show. And for Amy, tell her to tell Ben, thanks for filling me in on the show. I was at their house several years ago working, and he asked me what station I was listening to, and I told him. He goes, just don't let my wife hear that show being broadcast. So he filled me in on y'all's show, and I've been listening ever since, and I love it.
So what were you doing at Amy's house? What kind of work were you putting in? Like?
I drove the Happy Face truck, and I was there fixing some electrical problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you see anything you want to share with us? Like, maybe we wouldn't know, like, secrets of Amy's past?
Well, it was years ago, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I worked at Hiller. Yeah, that's about it, man. I just love the show, and I'm glad I was there that day.
Did she come out in a towel and like, oh, excuse me, sir. I didn't know I was in a towel.
She was on her phone most of the whole time. I talked to Ben the whole time.
Okay. Well, yeah, and we've moved since then, too. So, but, yeah.
I didn't know you were here.
Shut up.
You did that?
No, I didn't do that.
Huh?
Okay, well, I'll tell him.
Hey, Lamar, I tell you, when we announce when we're going to play the Opry again, if you'll call up and be like, hey, this is Lamar, maybe we can get you backstage and we'll meet you at the Opry. That'd be cool?
Oh, man, dude, that would be so awesome. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Bobby.
Well, I haven't given it to you yet because I'm not sure, but as soon as we announce it, like if you see it, call us up here. Yeah.
and they'll just keep your name over there, and we'll get you up, and we'd love to meet you.
Oh man, that's so awesome! Thank y'all so much, and I love the show.
All right, thanks, buddy. See you later.
Thank you.
There he is.
Bye,
there. Lamar.
Oh, Lamar, sorry. You're here. I'm just wearing this. Sorry, I always cook in this, Lamar.
Why is that your voice for me?
It's you, yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Darius Rucker shared a photo on Instagram, and he's working on something with Ed Sheeran. The photo shows them in the studio together, so something's coming.
You know, a lot of country artists will write with Ed Sheeran. And nothing meaning Ed Sheeran's going to be on the track, but I have a few friends and, you know, country music friends who have written with Ed. And sometimes those songs don't even come out. But Dan and Cher writing with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy writes. I guess he's a songwriter first before he's an artist.
And when they make those songs, you can totally hear the Ed part in it.
What else, Morgan, number 2?
Jake Owen dropped a new song ahead of his new album, Greetings from Jake, dropping on March 29th. The song is called Drink All Day.
But you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. You get to sipping on the dock of the bay, just watching that tide roll in.
What else?
George Strait shared a new song that's a tribute to policemen and women. It's called The Weight of the Badge.
Lord knows it ain't no easy task keeping us safe under the weight of the badge.
Listen to that.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
There you go.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Adrian and Anthony, their mom and dad to their son Javier, well, he passed away, but in honor of his 10th birthday, they wanted to collect shoes and socks to donate to kids in the community with special needs because Javier, their son, shoes were totally his thing. So they called it Kicks for X, and they were able to donate 1,700 pairs of shoes and socks, and they delivered them to a medical center where children are there with disabilities, and it was just such an awesome feeling that they were able to donate so many.
Yeah, good for them, and they were able to do it in his name, too.
Yes.
Like, there's something to that as well. Not just giving back, but giving back after, you know, something unfortunate happened. There you go. That's good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Albany, Mississippi. 24-year-old Lawrence was out doing some breaking into cars. He broke into like 4 cars on one street, breaks into a 5th one. He's like, man, you know what? I think I'm going to take a little nap before I go on to the next car. Well, he was woke up by cops because the person came out that morning to go to work and he was still asleep in the backseat of the car.
Oh, wow. He fell asleep in the car he broke into.
Yeah, and he forgot to wake up and get out.
I mean, you can't go, like, sleep in bushes or something?
And so he had items from the other cars that he had broken into, and now he's in jail.
What a bonehead.
Come on, Lawrence. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
You know, I have a lot of nicknames that I don't like, but my favorite one is...
Country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's a good one.
You know, which, by the way, the Bluebird did a documentary.
Uh-huh.
I'm in that.
Talking about the Bluebird?
Yeah.
Oh, you've played the Bluebird, so...
Yeah, a bunch of times, and I forgot I went up and was interviewed for it a long time ago.
That's awesome.
And I guess they just finished it.
Cool.
And so somebody from South by Southwest was like, we just saw you in the Bluebird documentary.
Oh, awesome, dude.
It was a whole performance of me playing for 4 minutes.
No, it's not.
No, can you imagine? Can you imagine? They'd have been
I mean, that'd be funny. It'd be awesome for you.
No, I don't know that it would. All right, so listen, I love country music. You know, I've been called country music's youngest historian, and mostly because I like to, you know, remember the good old days.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1990, 29 years ago, Randy Travis tops the country chart with Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart.
And I feel like a stone you have picked up and to the hard rock bottom of your heart.
The song spent 4 weeks in the top spot, becoming the first song to accomplish 4 weeks number one in 12 years. The last song of the time to do that was...
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them...
That was today in 1990.
Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
There you go.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
There you go. All right. Hey, everybody, wrapping it up today. Lunchbox, what's going on today?
Oh, you know, nap circuit, and I got physical therapy for my bone spur, and then, oh, wait.
Where's that bone spur?
In the back of my left heel.
Yeah.
And I was going to say The Bachelor, but The Bachelor's over, so I don't know what I'm going to do on my Monday night.
Idol's on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It takes that spot.
There you go. Boom. So, I got something to slide in there.
It's the last Idol episode that I won't be featured on, like, pretty heavily.
But still watch it?
I'll be on it. A little bit, because I'll probably go, next week, coming up.
Yeah.
America's mentor, Bobby Jones.
The person America loves so much.
Robert Jones. Yes. Amy, what's going on today?
My kids are on spring break, so kid time. Just figuring that out and celebrating with them, hanging out, stuff like that.
I have an allergist appointment today. I've never been to an allergist.
Wow.
And I've been putting it off, but I get allergies so bad. And apparently they poke me with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And then they find out which one itches, which one reacts
to it. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, and you can't touch it.
Well, they wouldn't let me take any sort of like Zyrtec for a week. They're like, can't take anything.
Wow. Dude, that's good though. You're going to really find out what you're allergic to. Like, you may be allergic to like work.
That's true.
No. This is the work chemical?
What if I'm allergic to waking up early?
See?
Oh, that'd be awesome. All right, that's today. Thank you very much, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow. Everybody coming tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.